So you want to hear school students talk about their travel experiences, learnings, escapades, episodes, knowledge, incidents from all the corners of the globe. Terra Talk, platform from where young voices reach out to the world. Brought to you by EdTerra Adventures, committed to truly educational student travel.
Hi, I'm Paiti Bansal.
Hey, I'm Madhav Gupta, and we are students of Class 9.
And today, we're going to host an edition of Terra Talk on the magic of school trips through the medium of a talk show.
Our school, the Shriram Millennium School Noida, in collaboration with EdTerra, planned a trip to Bhutan, which was both enjoyable as well as informative.
The experience was very enriching as we were exposed to a completely new culture with its own traditions, religion and spirituality.
Terra Talk, a platform from where young voices reach out to the world.
So Madhav, how were the last few school trips?
They were all great. I still remember my first school trip, the one to Agra.
Yaar, I wasn't in school back then. Tell me more about it.
Even though I was visiting it for like the 100th time, it was an even more exciting trip because I was with my friends.
School trips are always fun. Forget about no parents. Just being with friends is the best.
Honestly, this was one of the coolest trips ever. The trip really gave me a lot of takeaway. The gorgeous architecture, the stupas.
What about the Buddha Dordharma?
Yes, I was getting to that.
Yeah, okay.
What was your highlight of the trip?
The trek up Chelela Pass was breathtaking. I loved the view.
So did I. But for me, Bhutan's ideology of gross national happiness really put things into perspective. I mean, a country which provides free education to its children and free healthcare to its citizens would of course be prosperous.
I totally agree with you on that. It's not like they lack any modern facilities, but they're still so in touch with their traditions and heritage.
The way they proudly wore their traditional attire showed how much they respect their culture.
Did you notice the monarchs at the festival at Dochila Pass? Even they were wearing the traditional dress.
About that, watching the royal family alongside the general public made me see why they revere the king and queen as much as they do.
We genuinely learned a lot on this trip.
That's right. School trips not only give us a metric ton of exposure, but packing your own suitcase, looking for socks under the bed, it all makes me more and more responsible.
You, responsible, please. No, but seriously, I 100% agree with you. It teaches us how to be independent.
Not just that, but this trip was really well planned. It gave us time to enjoy each and every activity.
I just wish we'd had more time to do this podcast. Through this educational trip, which was the perfect amalgamation of fun and learning, we have established a closer bond with our friends.
We also learned a lot about time management, discipline, and a myriad of other pragmatic skills, like self-reliance and cultural acceptance.
Madhav and Paiti signing off, in the hope of getting more such opportunities in the future.
Bidding you goodbye in Bhutanese.
Kardinche.
Like what you're listening? Stay tuned for new podcasts on edterra.com/terratalk.